his heart was moved with pity for them. Over the past few weeks, I've been thinking a lot about fatherhood. After 8 years in the seminary, the reality of my vocation as a spiritual father now is only beginning to hit me. I'm learning that spiritual fatherhood cannot be learned in a classroom. It has to be lived, and it is a lesson I will likely be learning until my final breath. 3 summers ago, while studying abroad, I entered a church to prepare for Mass. As I gazed upon the fresco behind the main altar, God the Father enthroned, the Holy Spirit as a dove, and Christ hanging upon the cross, I was overwhelmed by both the joys and worries that accompany the priesthood. And so I began to pray. Father in heaven, you have called me to imitate you, to love as you love, to guide as you guide, and to shepherd your flock as you do. Please now show me how I can bear your own fatherly heart as my own. At that same moment, there was a baptism taking place at the back of the church. So I watched the priest carry the infant up the central aisle, turning towards the altar of Mary, and gently placed the child upon it. He then knelt down, bowed his head for a time, and rested his right hand upon the child. And as I watched him, I began to understand something. Fatherhood is not simply something that can be explained with words. It is a life. It requires us to contemplate the love of God the Father, the obedience of God the Son, and the joy, love, and peace that flow from them in the Holy Spirit. This memory came back to me when I heard today's gospel. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. What did Jesus see when he looked at the crowd? The gospel says some were sick and he healed them. Perhaps some were curious skeptics. Perhaps some just followed the momentum of the crowd. Maybe others were carrying invisible burdens. But Jesus didn't see a faceless crowd. He saw each person. He saw their wounds, their fears, their sins, and their hunger. And his heart was moved. This is the heart of a father. Jesus entered into our human condition fully. He was fully like us, except in sin. So he knows what it is to suffer, to hunger, to be rejected. He doesn't look at our weaknesses with contempt. His pity for us does not shame us, and it is not just a feeling of superiority. His compassion is love that moves him to act. That's why he doesn't send the hungry crowd away. He feeds them. Every person in that crowd was hungry for food, but their deepest hunger was for something more. If bread and fish were all they needed, they could have simply left to buy dinner elsewhere. But they had come to Jesus because, whether they realized it or not, they were searching for something that only he could give them. And so he multiplies the loaves, not just to show power, but to respond to their need and prepare them to receive something infinitely greater, himself. And that same Jesus looks upon us today. When we come to Mass, we are that crowd. We bring our wounds, worries, failures, disappointments, sins, and desires. And Jesus looks at every single one of us, not as a faceless crowd, but as his beloved sons and daughters. And his heart is moved with compassion for us. The psalm today gives us a beautiful image of this fatherly compassion. The eyes of all look hopefully to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. This is why we return to this altar again and again. Jesus knows that nothing else can satisfy the deepest hunger of the human heart. Wealth cannot satisfy. Success cannot. Pleasures cannot. We were created for something more. We were created for communion with God, and only God can satisfy that hunger. Notice how the disciples are not just spectators. They make Jesus know the needs of the crowd, and they bring him the loaves to Jesus, and Jesus gives them back to distribute. This is an image of the priesthood. The priest brings the needs of God's people to Christ, and Christ works through him to give us the bread of life. And what we receive here is greater than ordinary bread and fish. We receive Jesus himself. My brothers and sisters, the miracle we witness at every Mass is infinitely greater than the multiplication of the loaves. The same Jesus who looked upon that crowd with pity and compassion looks upon us today with that same heart. He sees our pain, our sufferings, our sins, and the places where we are wounded and afraid. And he does not turn away. Perhaps some of us have come here today believing that God does not care about us. Perhaps some think our sins are too great to be forgiven. Perhaps we are here because we are forced to. But Jesus looks upon us, and his heart is moved with compassion for us. St. Paul asks, what will separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is clear, nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ when we remain in communion with him. So today, let us not leave this Mass unchanged. Let us bring our hunger to Christ. Let us bring him our wounds and our fears. And when you receive the Eucharist, remember whose body and blood you are receiving. 3 summers ago, I prayed that God would teach me to bear his fatherly heart. And today I'm still learning. But perhaps that is what all of us are called to do, to recognize the heart of the Father, to receive his love, and then to allow that love to transform the way we live. Because if Christ has looked upon us with compassion, then we must learn to look upon ourselves and one another with that same compassion. So let's not leave this Mass simply knowing that Jesus had pity on the crowd. Leave knowing that he has compassion on you, and ask him for the grace to become an instrument of that same love to someone who is hungry, wounded, lonely, or searching for God. His heart was moved with pity for them. May his heart move ours today. May the Eucharist satisfy our deepest longings, and may his compassion move us to love as he loves.